From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A year and a half after the peak of the financial crisis, the Securities and Exchange Commission is taking on one of Wall Street's most powerful firms. Today, the SEC filed fraud charges against Goldman Sachs, saying the firm actively misled some of its investors. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The allegation goes like this. In the spring of 2007, Goldman Sachs was marketing a new investment it called Abacus. It was a complex product, a collateralized debt obligation, or CDO for short. Goldman's was a collection of mortgage-related securities. Its success, in other words, depended on people paying their mortgages. According to the SEC, Goldman marketed this product but neglected to disclose key information. Namely, that Goldman was allowing a hedge fund run by John Paulson to select the portfolio, and that Paulson was betting against it. In a conference call this morning, SEC Enforcement Chief Robert Kazami summed it up.
That can be viewed as a conflict of interest, but fundamentally, from a securities law perspective, it's a violation of the anti-fraud provisions of the securities laws.
The suit cites one internal Goldman email in which Fabrice Touré, the 31-year-old executive responsible for setting up Abacus, predicted the mortgage market's collapse and bragged that he would come out as the only survivor. He called the investments he helped create monstrosities. And in fact, within months, foreclosures increased and these securities rapidly lost their value. In the end, the investors lost $1 billion, and Goldman collected $15 million in the transaction. Touré got a promotion. In a one-line response, Goldman said the SEC's charges are completely unfounded in law and fact, and said it would vigorously defend the firm and its reputation. Neither Paulson, who is not related to former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, nor his fund are defendants in the suit. Paulson's hedge fund made approximately $1 billion. Goldman not only weathered the financial crisis, but emerged stronger. It has been under attack recently for everything from selling bad mortgages to the hefty bonuses it pays employees. Kevin LaCroix is a partner with Oak Bridge Insurance Services, which advises companies and their executives on liability insurance. He says right now, Goldman wants to protect its reputation.
That probably is the biggest concern to the company today.
But LaCroix says the case against Goldman is unlikely to stand alone.
I believe this is probably the first of what may be several other enforcement actions against executives of other companies for activities related to the subprime bubble and then the subprime meltdown.
Jacob Frankel is former counsel for the SEC's enforcement division, the division that is charging Goldman. He says the SEC has a tough case to prove.
When you're talking about unique new products and allegations of fraud, these are not easy cases for the SEC.
Also, Frankel thinks that the fact that Goldman Sachs didn't settle the case with the SEC before the suit was filed could be a sign that the bank thinks it has a strong defense.
They are confident and believe that the SEC will not be able to meet its burden of proof and win this case.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.